What do you most want people to know about why you're running for governor?
I am running for governor to build a stronger and better Minnesota together, better than what we've seen. We need a strong economy. We need schools that opportunities for our kids, that our kids can learn and read at grade level. This has to be a place that all Minnesotans can succeed. And then we need to end the fraud here in the state.
What do you see as the biggest problem? Like you talk about the change you want to bring. You've been had a front row seat, obviously, with the governor and the back and forth, the tight, you got a very close margin between the House and the Senate. Obviously, what's the biggest problem you'll face?
Yeah, I think as we go forward in the campaign, Minnesotans just want us to work together and find a way forward. So making sure that Minnesotans understand that I am the candidate that will work with everyone as we go forward and represent all Minnesotans as governor. One of the things that's going to be very difficult, though, is because of DFL spending in the state of Minnesota over the last number of years, we are headed toward a deficit. Even after having a record surplus of $18 billion, all of our taxes have gone up, fees have gone up here in the state. And so those economic issues and our state budget issues are going to be a challenge for me as the next governor or anyone.
Talk about Tim Walz and what you see as his failings and what has prompted you to run to try and change.
You know, I think Governor Walz has not proven to be the leader that Minnesota needs. He's let fraud go rampant here in the state. He has only listened to half of the state, and he's really vilified people that don't agree with him politically. Minnesota deserves a stronger leader. Accountability starts at the top, and they need a strong leader that will actually listen to all of them and do the best thing for the state, not just interest groups.